Kyle's heart sank. He respected both of the older workers, knowing that both men were solid workers. Their families were dependent upon their incomes. Kyle feared it would be difficult for them at their ages to find new jobs that paid as well. He regretted his promise to do, quote, do whatever, just to get the promotion. Kyle feared it would be difficult for them at their ages to find new jobs that paid as well. He regretted his promise to do whatever just to get the promotion, and he resented his boss for setting him up. Kyle began to document, even exaggerate, the severity of the two men's mistakes. He raised his voice with them whenever they slipped up, letting them know they were being written up. Guilt started to overcome him as a Christian. Their mistakes were no worse than others' mistakes, including his own. He knew what he was doing was wrong, even evil. He was unable to sleep well at night. He became moody and snapped at Nicole for the smallest things. She asked him what was wrong, but Kyle was reluctant to tell her what was bugging him. In fact, he hadn't told anyone. He felt trapped and began to fall into a depression. Nicole wondered if her fiancé was having second thoughts about the wedding. I mean, could you see this thing happening? Unfortunately, in today's world, yeah. Right? So that's the conflict. We just caused a lot of pain here. Now let's try to, how are we going to fix this thing? How are we going to bring a sense of peace? So for the sake of this, you're going to assume the role of Kyle. You're Kyle, all right? And if you have something that relates to your own personal life, that's good, but you're taking the role of this man, this young man named Kyle that's working, all right? And so we want to apply the questions appropriately here. Let's just take a moment here to review last week. I know this is repeat for many of you.
I feel like I'm dancing around here like a chicken.
So we talked about how a lot of conflict starts with the development of an idol, right? How do we... So... An idol is anything that we place our fear, love, trust above God. It's like the first commandment, you shall have no other gods. The explanation there is you should fear, love, trust no one above God. If you are trusting anything above God, that is this, an idol. And it could be, you know, in the Old Testament, it was like these statues that you'd put up. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about even good things like... You know, my golf game, right? I love golf. I don't, but I'm just making this up. I love golf so much. Honey, I'm going to make the PGA Tour. You got to put the kids down. And I've got to be practicing every night. See how an idol can take our hearts so much that we forget our responsibilities to God and to those other people. All right? And an idol starts with, first thing is desire. Do you see in the story where Kyle had desire? What was his desire? Okay, yeah, I think the main thing here isn't it, you know, I'm married and I want to provide for my new wife. Is that a bad thing? Not a bad thing, right? Not bad. That moves into quickly something called a demand. So, boy, you know, it doesn't say it in the story, but hey, you know, I really deserve a 20% raise. You know, you could say that. You know, this is such a strong desire. It moves to a demand, which moves to unmet expectations. Boy, I cannot spell. I'm a product of my generation. Wow. I apologize. And that brings frustration, which brings judgment. Which means that causes punishment. I'm going to punish someone. If I don't get my idol, if I don't get what I want, I'm going to go punish you or do something to harm other people. And then that brings destruction. Okay, just a review. Any thoughts or questions on that? Any thoughts or questions on that developing an idol? Okay. Is that true in your life? Like... How maybe a desire can move all the way to like, man, I got to punish that person because I'm not getting what I really, really want.